Sam Edmund. For LK Diesel Service, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au.
Beauty. Top of the morning to you, Gary.
Wish he got his own badge on his jumper for. He's got a Tim Watson badge on there.
That's an old one too.
I was given this yesterday. You know, they're still selling these at some of the... Gary, they're still selling some of these at fates and places around Melbourne. You know that.
What vintage is that?
Old. Old vintage.
He's about 11.
I'm going to give this to my granddaughter. She'll wear this around. Magnificent. Yeah, she'll take that for show and tell at kindergarten.
Should we do a little trade update?
Trade update. That's the space you're playing in right now, yes. Field, and you're knee-deep in it.
Okay. Well, let's start with Port Adelaide because, like Fremantle before them, the uncertainty at the Power and the situation with the coach Ken Hinckley could have a flow-on effect with the players in terms of whether they stay. Now, there's obviously, at the moment, some suggestions Ken Hinckley's even lost the players. You wouldn't want to speak for the entire list in that regard. But aside from that, or in addition to that, we're hearing the Power are really, really tight on the cap. Now, Scotty Lysett's name has been raised in discussions. Now, questions are being asked whether Scott would want to get out of the Power.
He's got a five-year deal, has he?
It's incredible, isn't it? Because impossible to see Port letting their number one ruck go is 1 year into that lucrative five-year deal, having joined from West Coast, of course. But rival clubs, Tim, are swooping on the carcass here, I think, at the Power. Now, St Kilda were the front runners for a long time, this time 12 months ago. But since then, Rowan Marshall has stepped right up, and they're going to have their hands full in other areas. But people are genuinely asking the question about Scotty Lysett.
Is he the number one ruckman anymore there, though? They're playing Laddams ahead of him.
This is true, and this might be part of his disgruntlement at the Power. But
and he's just been signed Laddams, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Long term.
But then Paddy Ryder's going, of course. We might get to Paddy now. So he's been offered a one-year deal by Port, but the Ryder family really wants to get back to Melbourne, where Essendon obviously have expressed some interest. Now, Ryder, of course, left the Bombers in 2014, citing health concerns over the supplement scandal. Essendon, super tight-lipped on this, but we're hearing that they have definitely inquired about bringing Paddy Ryder back to the club. Would that surprise you, Wisben?
Yes, it would.
Is that the right move?
No, I don't think so.
Going back to the Saints, Blake Akers continually being asked about. West Australian has a year to run on his deal, but the Eagles and Dockers have been knocking. Free agent Jack Nunes is the other one and a real chance to go. A lot of interest in him. He's yet to put pen to paper, of course. Bradley Hill wants to get to the Saints. They're in for a busy period down there at Moorabbin. There was some suggestion they were also into Harley Bennell, but I think that talk is premature. Now, Bennell, we spoke about yesterday. He and his camp had that massive boost in confidence by the discovery of the renowned physio and calf guru Peter Stanton that the midfielder had a tendon pressing on the nerve. He did have surgery in Brisbane recently. He'll have another operation, Harley, in a fortnight on his other leg, but that one more of a clean-up than it is a major operation. They're super confident. Tip and Woody can't quite get to the bottom of this, Tim, why he hasn't re-signed in Essendon, why the delay, and if there is any chance he could go elsewhere. Can you shed any?
Before Tim answers, send them through. This is your time to send through what you're hearing, 0433981116, because there are people out there that are connected. And if you're hearing stuff, send them through. We'll have a look at them and check them out. But what's going on with Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody?
I assume the delay would be because they can't come to terms. And there are offers out there for him, and Essendon are trying to – they don't have to match those offers, but I guess they've got to stretch themselves as far as they can possibly do to satisfy him. And that at this point they haven't – I don't know who's out there, but you would have to think that there would be other – like Melbourne would be crazy if they didn't go after somebody like a Tippy
Carlton.
As well. There are so many clubs that need that type of player.
Bulldogs.
Carlton. And that's why Tom Papley is in such demand. Again, he's in the basket of hard, almost impossible to see Sydney letting Tom Papley go, but he's certainly been asked about on a regular basis. Might be reading too much into this, but AFL 360 tonight, special guest Levi Casbolt. So I wonder if that's because he has re-signed at the Blues. Certainly one of the most, has to be one of the most improved players in the game, doesn't he?
Oh, unbelievably so. Seems to have... And played back with distinction as well over the last sort of month and a half.
He and Sean McKern are so similar in a lot of ways in terms of if you track their careers, like up, down, you know, trade back, all that type of thing, moving. Well, Casbolt hasn't moved around, but I think they would have done the deal had somebody come to the party a couple of times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And now he's become sort of a valuable type or of asset at the football club.
Yeah, and he had that trigger in the contract. He's had a series of one-year deals. But
it'll be interesting to see how they deploy him. In the end, you're going to have McGovern, Charlie Curnow and Harry, and then the back half, Liam Jones comes back.
Marchbank's there.
Marchbank.
Plowman's there.
Plowman.
They don't have to say to him, though, you're going to play week in, week out. They've just got to say that we want you because he's been a great backup player for. He's played forward. He's gone into the ruck. He's gone back.
You'd make that. You'd want that assurance, though, wouldn't you?
He may want that assurance, but what I'm saying, they may not be thinking that he's going to be in their best 22. But he's a great backup player, and you need that depth, and he provides that.
Yeah, for sure. Zach Jones, we mentioned over the last couple of days, St Kilda may be the most likely destination for him again. Ed Langdon, Melbourne, Bradley Hill, the Saints, of course, and Brandon Matera, which we discussed yesterday, may want out. Whether he gets out, we'll wait and see. There's all sorts of upheaval happening at Fremantle, Garrett.
Robert Harvey, what's going on? Have we heard about, has he had an interview or will he interview for the Saints job?
I don't have a line of sight on that, but according to reports, he's had that interview by now. Brett Ratton, of course, has been interviewed. I don't know about Robert Harvey.
I'll tell you what was happening yesterday. There was a lot of plane watching going on yesterday.
At the airport?
Well, a lot of airport watching going on yesterday, not to do with Robert Harvey, but
Kerry Armstrong.
No, not Kerry Armstrong. We know that she's up.
She's gone west.
She's gone to Byron Bay. She's coaching up there. But to see whether or not Ross Lyon might have been flying into town yesterday, I think there might have been a Ross Lyon watch.
I'm sure there will be.
An intense Ross Lyon watch that will continue today as well.
Some of the eulogising of Ross gives you an indication if you're one of his men or your... No, that's unfair. But we know that the Revolt, Montagna and Del Sano and Goddard's love him. Luke McFarlane. Have you read the Luke McFarlane?
Did he love him?
Oh, the biggest rap I've ever heard a player give a coach.
Havlich,
yeah. He's got plenty of footy left in him. Hey, well
done. You think it's going to help him get a job?
Yeah. I don't think he needs help getting a job. I think he'll get a job. Do you?
I'm not sure whether he gets a job straight away.
Maybe not straight away, but he'll get another coaching job.
I would hope that he's not lost to the game.
Overnight trade wrap for LK Diesel, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Dougie Hawkins going to join us next. He's going to be part of the grand final footy show. He might be able to help us out with a couple of other issues we need answering as well. He's next.